Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, on the map tonight is the Wisconsin State Fair. First State Fair was held in Janesville along with the banks of the Rock River in 1851. In the early years, the State Fair traveled to different cities each year until a permanent home to the event was found in 1892 at its present location. Now, this year, the Wisconsin State Fair will celebrate 173 years of tradition and hope to once again welcome over 1 million fairgoers over the course of its 11-day run, which began yesterday and runs through Sunday, August 11th. And this year, the cream puff at the fair turns 100. And joining us to tell us about the history of the fair, what you can look forward to at this year's fair, new foods, rides, attractions, is the executive director and CEO for the Wisconsin State Fair. And she used to exhibit animals at the fair back in the day. Let's welcome in Sherry Black. Sherry, so nice to have you on the program again.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thank you for having me again.
You know, it's happening as we speak, a year's worth of hard work to put it all together. How exciting, right?
It is exciting, but actually it's about 18 months worth of work.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Well, you've been doing it, so I know you get it. You know, for me, the State Fair has been a tradition for several generations, and I've been going for nearly five decades since I was a kid. It's really a highlight of the summer, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we always call it the best 11 days of the summer. And I think it's at the perfect time in August. Kids are going to be getting ready to go back to school. At least for me, when I was showing, this was kind of like my last hurrah being at State Fair. And then, you know, you get back home about middle of August and realize, oh, now we have to go back to school. So hopefully everybody can come out and have some fun and enjoy the fair before they have to start thinking about back to school.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny you say that because the fair to me always meant that it wasn't quite the end of the summer, but it was coming to a little bit of a close before school. But it is so much fun. And you know as well as I do, people don't just go for one day, especially the folks up in Wisconsin, and especially for my family as well. I mean, we would go for a couple days at a time because there's something to do for everyone. And it's endless, isn't it?
It is. You know, we always kind of make the comment that we can compare ourselves a little bit to Nashville, which maybe is kind of a crazy comparison, but we have like a small little city here with various vendors that bring in their own bands. So I feel like if you get bored at one stand and maybe you want to change up your genre or you want to hear a different song, you can move along to the next stand, just like in Nashville when you move from bar to bar because you want more live music. I think that's the great thing about our fair.
And I love the history that happens that has happened at this fair over the years, because you do have sprinkled around the park and some of the ag buildings, like some of the history of things that happened there over the years and the musical acts that have performed there over the years. But there was actually, from a history perspective, a handful of years when the fair didn't happen. And COVID's one of them, but it was 1861, 1862, and 63 during the Civil War that it didn't happen, right?
Yes, each time has been because of a war. So Civil War, World War One, and World War Two.
Yeah. And then 1893, the World's Columbian Exhibition, which was here in Chicago. It got so much attention, you really couldn't even beat that. But there are so many things that have remained the same over these past 173 years, right?
Well, I think what's important to know is that the reason fairs began in the very first place was because it was a way for the community to come together. So they wanted to have that camaraderie. In here in Wisconsin, Waukesha County Fair, which is actually my old fair, I was the director there for 15 years. That was the first fair held in Wisconsin. And that first year they had plowing competition. They had best ear of corn as well as some other crops. So it really was just a way for the farmers in the local area to get together, have some friendly competition, as well as a wonderful dinner with all their friends and family.
Well, I was going to say, and agriculture is the backbone of the fair industry in general. And the Coliseum features shows each day of the Wisconsin State Fair that really shows what that truly is.
That is correct. And we are so fortunate. We have so many great exhibitors here at Wisconsin State Fair that we put on some of the greatest shows. I can tell you we have the largest junior dairy show in the nation, something that we're very proud to have here. And it's just so great to watch the kids when they get that ribbon or they've won their class. It's such great excitement, not only for them, but for their families, because all of these farming families have worked really hard. They support one another, and it's really a win for everyone.
It is. And you know, it is kind of, I don't want to say it's even rare these, I don't even know how many state fairs still exist around the country. You might know that, but you know, there's the top 10 that pretty much have a million to 2 million visitors, and that's Texas, it's Minnesota, it's Arizona, it's New England, it's Iowa, it's Tulsa. But the Wisconsin State Fair ranks right up there.
We do. And we're very fortunate here in the Midwest because we do have a number of wonderful state fairs. I know the Illinois State Fair is more in southern Illinois, so we do pull a lot of Illinois patrons that come to see our fair, but we also lose some of our Wisconsinites that live closer to the Minnesota State Fair, so that's where they might go. So I think that there are so many spread out, but we're very fortunate that I feel our fairs here in the Midwest are very traditional to what we were doing 200 years ago.
Agree. And I know food is so much a part of this. The Wisconsin State Fair cream puff, you know, I love talking about food, but that is such a centerpiece, but it's a century old this year.
It is celebrating 100 years. Yes. Hard to believe that whole century. But I'm not sure that everybody knows, but the cream puff was actually created in 1924 as a way to promote dairy in the state of Wisconsin.
No.
So obviously it was a great success, and now it's made it 100 years.
That's awesome. I've actually spent a couple times, I've come from a media perspective, and I've been back there because you can watch the cream puffs being made and these kids working really hard and pretty much freezing cold temperatures, you know, to keep everything stable in there. But I've done that on the assembly line, trying to keep those cream puffs filled as they go. You got to move fast because the instrument that pushes the cream out doesn't stop. You just gotta keep filling, you know?
It's funny you bring this up because I did it for the first time last year. We have a local show here called Good Things Brewing. And the host and I, that was one of the areas that we wanted to take part in. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I felt so ridiculous because nobody told me that you need to squeeze the entire bag and get all of the cream out before you start the next one.
Yep.
And you're right, it doesn't stop. I was laughing so hard. It was so much fun, but the cream just kept coming out. Yeah. It was crazy.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and you can get them at the Cream Puff Pavilion, one of the oldest buildings on the ground, but there is a proposal to renovate that building as well, right?
Yes, we actually have already gone through the design phase and are ready to break ground as soon as this fair ends because we need that full year to be able to complete what our plans are. It's going to be a beautiful renovation. The building is one of our oldest on the fair park, and we plan to renovate it so that it goes back to its original state and looking beautiful. And I'm a huge history buff, so I am ecstatic about this. There are some beautiful skylights in there. There are windows up through the top of the building that have been boarded up, and they put in a drop ceiling. Well, we plan to take that drop ceiling out. We are going to put glass back in. It's going to make it a big, bright, beautiful building for everyone. We are also putting the bakery on the west side of the building. Right now it's on the east side, which is going to help our production be that much more efficient. We're adding restrooms. It is going to be amazing next year, and I cannot wait for that project to be completed.
Love hearing that. And I know you've been dabbling for a few years in flavors over the years, like around St. Patrick's Day, you got like a little mint in the fall, you've got pumpkin flavored, but because it's the 100th anniversary, you've got sprinkled throughout the fair four other types of limited edition flavors.
We do. So we have root beer float, English toffee, raspberry cheesecake, and chocolate cake. And we are offering these on various days. If you go to our website, wistatefair.com, it will list what flavor is available on each day. And we are only making 1,924 of those flavors. So you're going to want to make sure that you come that day, get here early in the morning so you can get in line to be guaranteed one of those.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And food is such a centerpiece of this thing. And, you know, personally, I beeline it to the Lions Club. Corn roast, the pork chop sandwich, the Sheboygan or the Usinger Brats, the Brad and Harry's cheese curds are probably my favorite, the maple root beer, the cream puffs, of course. But you always have new stuff. You do this Sporky's thing every single year. But there's, you know, over 100 new foods that are being featured in drinks.
Yes, 100 new foods and drinks. We are so fortunate to have such great vendors on our grounds who are extremely creative. Just when you think it can't get crazier, it does. This year, I don't know if you saw the bug juice that yes. is being advertised. I don't think I'm going to partake. I'm pretty grossed out by the caramel rimmed top that has ants all over it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's bugs that are in, they're frozen in the ice cube. So as the ice cubes melt, the bugs will be released and float up to the top. But then the kicker is they top it off with a scorpion. You know, I like my drinks like that, topped off with maybe a little whipped cream or something, but definitely not
perfect. No cicadas either. There's also funnel cake root beer battered cheese curds, just to give folks just a little idea of some of this stuff. Anything with dill pickles. It seems like pickles is a big part of this. Hot ham and glazers, elote corn ribs. There's just something for everyone there, man.
There is, and that's the best part. Plus, calories don't count these 11 days.
That's true. That's right. I heard that. All right, I'll tell you what. The Wisconsin State Fair is held August 1st through the 11th. It's happening right now at the State Fairgrounds at 640 South 84th Street in West Allis, Wisconsin. Wisconsin State Fair, that's wistatefair.com for more, and there'll be more with Sherry after the news next.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are exploring the Wisconsin State Fair. It's happening right now through Sunday, August 11th. Let's talk about the main stage a little bit. We talked a lot about the food and the agriculture, but the main stage lineup includes Foreigner, which was finally nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. But you always have big headliners.
We do. You know, it's a tough game to play, so to speak, where there are so many festivals going on around our same dates and area. So we're all kind of jockeying to get those great bands, but we work really hard to bring those in, and I think Foreigner is a home run. The other thing that we're finding really great success with is having comedians, and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, is back by popular demand, so he'll put on a great show, and Wisconsin's own Charlie Behrens is going to be here, so we have some really fun shows.
Absolutely. Talk about the Cirque at the fair. That's kind of new.
Yes, we had it last year. We really wanted to add value to our ticket, and we thought this was a great way to do it. The show is free to anybody with your paid admission to the fair. If you would like to be up close and personal, you can purchase ringside seats, and those are available on our website for a small fee. But the shows that they put on last year were great, and they're back this year with different shows. So it will be a new experience for everybody that comes.
And, you know, there's also Spin City. And I will say, you've always taken pride in what you do with the amusement park you have there. These aren't normal carnival rides. You guys are very, very on top of making sure you have the best vendors. Everything is inspected. I mean, you've got some really quality rides here.
We do. Yes, we operate as what they would call an independent midway. So we book all of our rides and games ourselves. So we are the ones that are going out into the field and looking at the rides, looking at the games, making sure they operate properly. As you mentioned, we bring in our own third-party inspector. So not only are our rides inspected by our state inspectors, but they're also inspected by a team that we hire. And then they actually stay on site all throughout the 11 days of the fair and are inspecting those periodically throughout the fair. And we are really excited this year. We have, it's called the Crazy Mouse. It's a new roller coaster. And that, typically the roller coaster is always the most popular ride in Spin City. Mm-hmm. So this one, the capacity is larger and the ride is constantly moving, so you don't have to stop. People can get in as the rides are going. So that is something that I think will help keep those lines down. We have another ride. It's called the Kraken. It's one of our highest pieces we've ever had here. So you'll swing up in the air, spin around, and go all over.
And you have the big Ferris wheel, too.
Yes, we have a Ferris wheel, 155 feet, 15 stories. It is the largest traveling Ferris wheel in the nation, and we have had that since 2017. So this year we did move it just a little bit, so you'll have maybe a little bit different view of the park as well as all the way out to Lake Michigan. So I think that'll be fun for people to see.
Cool. Very, very cool. There's a lot of cool experiences, too, that include NASCAR and the Milwaukee Mile.
That is correct. So not only are we doing this amazing 11-day fair, we'll get one weekend off, and then we will host the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Those tickets are on sale on our website, as well as the IndyCar race that will happen over Labor Day weekend, which is a double race, double points, could see the winner here of the entire series.
What are the prices for the fair in general if you come up to the ticket booth?
We have numerous specials going on throughout. I would highly recommend checking out our website to take advantage of those and know the days. But one that we're excited about is military, and that's for active military and veterans and their families. On Sunday, they will all get in free with your military ID.
That's great.
The other thing that I would like to highlight about Military Day, and actually this is going on all 11 days of the fair, we have a remembrance attraction inside of the Expo Center. It actually has pictures of those that have passed, and they are active military from 2001 until 2021. So 20 years of some heroes that we have on display, and I'm really excited about that. It's new to our fair this year.
That's very cool. There's also Meyer Day. Present your Meyer Star, receive $40 or more. Save up to $5 on an adult admission ticket. And later on, you've got educators who are eligible for free admission when they present a school-issued ID or name badge at the ticket window, and that's Prairie Farms Dairy Day. You know, I've told people this a million times. I could probably walk through that park blindfolded since I've been there since I was a kid, and I know where everything's at. If you were going to tell somebody what are the top three things you should hit first, what would it be?
I would start at Wisconsin Products Pavilion. I would grab a grilled cheese and a milkshake because they are my absolute favorite. Mm-hmm. And then I would head over to the Coliseum to catch some of our agriculture shows. I would definitely hit up Spin City. Maybe I would do Spin City first, get that done before I'm eating anything. And then
very smart, yeah.
Also, cannot miss the shopping under the grandstand. It's fabulous, as well as in the expo. But we have a lot of shopping all throughout the park. We have some, we call it the big backyard, which is just behind the Cream Puff building. So that's on the west side. So there's not only shopping in the expo, but there's shopping everywhere. And I am a huge shopper. Like, I've already got my list of what I've got to go and get at this year's fair.
I love it. I would say for me, it would be the big slide. And then I would go to get Brad and Harry's cheese curds and then corn on the cob. So I've got my plan ready to go. The Wisconsin State Fair is held now through the 11th at the State Fairgrounds at 640 South 84th Street in West Allis, Wisconsin. For more information, visit wistatefair.com. Sherry, I will be out there a couple times, and I look forward to seeing you out there.
I look forward to seeing you as well. Thank you so much.